USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Winter Olympics underway in China, but Senator Marco Rubio is tuning those games out, he says. Posting a message on Twitter, the Florida Republican says he wishes nothing but the best for all the Americans competing in Beijing, but he won't watch, follow, or celebrate any Olympics hosted by a totalitarian communist regime.
We shouldn't allow people to monetize an Olympics being hosted by a genocidal communist government that, by the way, is also trying to dismantle the U.S.'s place in the world, targeting our industries, our jobs, our supply chains, all across the board.
Delta Airlines is asking for the feds to help with unruly passengers. The CEO sending a letter to the Department of Justice saying put unruly passengers on the national no-fly list. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra-strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Celebrity attorney Michael Avenatti is facing decades behind bars now after he was found guilty yesterday of cheating his former client, former porn star Stormy Daniels, out of $300,000, money part of her book proceeds. A tale of survival and a heroic rescue in California's snow-covered Sierra County a couple of days ago. Words come that two people and a dog had been trapped in a cabin by snow and fallen trees since the 6th of December. Finally, as their supplies had run out, they hiked in snow about 3 feet deep to a spot where they finally got a cell phone signal and made a call to the California Highway Patrol, which quickly sent a helicopter, and among those aboard was paramedic Brandon Hallam.
First, they were very surprised to see a helicopter there. Secondly, I think they were surprised to see one so soon after making the call, because it wasn't very long from the time of call until we got there.
Hallam speaking there on Fox affiliate KTVU News. The couple and the dog said to be doing okay, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is now fully approved for adult use by both the FDA and the CDC. A CDC advisory panel giving its okay yesterday, and the director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, gave her final stamp of approval just moments after that. The FDA had already greenlit the vaccine earlier in the week. Pfizer's COVID vaccine winning full approval in August. The CDC puts the number of fully vaccinated Americans now at over 210 million. One person was killed, four people injured in overnight shootings near the campus of Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia. One student among those wounded. No word yet on any arrests, but police had been saying they were looking for as many as four suspects for the shootings at that bar not far from the campus. Valentine's Day is coming up, and experts are warning supply chain issues could put a damper on the holiday as a perfect storm of bad weather and the global glass vase and flower shortage is hitting florists all over the nation as well as the world at the exact wrong time. And if you do not get these flowers, expect to pay more. Or I should say, if you do get the flowers, because they're going to cost a lot if you find them. Rising inflation also meaning the price of a dozen roses is up 22% from last year. Find us for free online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.